T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time for Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo. Alex Reamer, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rob Bradford on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Here we go. This always meant to be. Just the three of us. Here we are, back again. Reamer, Wiggy, Bradfo, Sports Radio, WEI.
Yeah, I like Pete.
Oh, man. I know. I like Pete. He's a good guy.
That doesn't sound like it.
No, I from like where,
But you're so insecure. Like,
right.
It doesn't Andy Hart's taking one
right.
of your spots.
Well, okay. Well, we'll look at it. So every eight months we roll around Andy Hart for a morning show appearance, and Jerry will get bored with him, and then he'll never
too,
be on
though.
Again.
He's full time now.
Who am I talking to right now?
And James said he had new opportunities coming up.
And maybe that's, Jerry and James, huh?
Jerry's not really, don't let the morning show, they're not a big fan of Mark James.
No, that's why Mark James still has not graduated to the full 4 hours. They still keep him for the 7 to 10 shift, the 3 hour shift.
I love how you guys all fight over this time slot.
Well, I don't think it's really a fight over it.
It's you and everybody else.
Well, if WEI smart and Joey's smart and Curtis is smart.
Exactly.
It clearly doesn't seem like they're smart.
What? Reamer would be on every day.
No, right, Wiggy would be on every day. Reamer, I think, would be a great addition.
I love how Wiggy always says, everybody can do nights. Like, that's his thing.
Well, I think I've heard
Reamer be great at night.
I heard Reamer at night.
Mark James be good at night.
I've heard Reamer at night, and I found it to be very entertaining.
you did some night shows with me this winter, Wiggy.
Yes, I did some night shows.
Very, I think, Wiggy and Night. Nice ring to it. Rob, though, acts like he's above it. Rob would give his left arm to be on the morning show.
You can't even say that with a straight face.
The reason in the morning is different because in the morning they have... It's like if you put Reamer on, you put Andy Hart on, you put Mark James on. It's just you're cycling through the same three white guys. You know, you already got two.
I offer diversity.
No, there's no diversity in the morning. There's no firsthand experience in the morning to things that are going on in the world. Reamer didn't even know who the guy from Jeopardy was.
I don't watch Jeopardy.
I'm proudly ignorant. I'm Wolf. I'm Harvey Keitel in Pulp Fiction. I am giving you the idea so you can succeed in the morning, both of you.
What's the idea?
Whatever good ideas are surfaced, usually it's me.
Bradfo, how many great ideas have I've already bring? You know,
I tell you, we're both idea twins. Yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, Reamer has given nothing
exactly
an idea.
Like,
that is,
I came up with the Reamer wrestling.
That is fair, Alex. Give me an idea. You're excellent at your job. Don't get insecure.
Yes,
you're very good on the radio.
Very good writing.
Give me an idea.
I wouldn't say good on the radio. I think he finds his spots at times on the radio.
But we've graduated because Wiggy never gave me any credit. Now we've gone to he finds spots at times.
Yeah, when
where
he's on with
kind
me,
of good.
When he's on with me, I
carries
bring him
me.
Out.
Yeah. That's fine. But you know why I am the real straw that stirs his drink, if you will? Because I do nothing like I did this past week. I just innocently ask the Bruins for comment about their Barstool Sports towel partnership, and I get inundated with these Barstool trolls. Jerry Thornton writing an insane article ripping me. That's what we call a total rip job.
Well, that emanates from hatred.
That's what it's all about.
That's
how you get
the reaction. People hating you.
But yes. I think you agree a little bit with people who say the Bruins shouldn't have aligned themselves with Barstool.
No, I don't have an issue with that.
Do you have an opinion on that?
Before he says that, let's make this perfectly clear about what happened here.
Mm-hmm.
He may have an opinion, but he did not give an opinion in that article.
No, it was a news blog, which we write all the time to get clicks, because that's what we want to do. It was the number one trending story in Boston on Wednesday or Thursday.
What we do is we try to surface the things that people want to see.
That's what I was saying, yes. And it was a number one trending story in Boston on Wednesday or Thursday, mm-hmm. whenever it was. So I email the Bruins for a comment. It's a very easy thing to do for a story like that.
More than most would do,
right? But it's a very easy thing to do. You just, you know, send one of their PR guys a line.
So what they align? I think it's a great idea to align yourself up with.
But here's the issue, though. Barstool though does have that history of misogynistic content, some sexist content, and some fans may have an issue with that. And I think that's totally fair. Like, for example, Barstool used to put the C word in its headlines. They don't anymore. That's a previous Barstool, mm-hmm. but they used to. And so if I'm a female Bruins fan, I can understand perhaps being offended that my team is now partnering with this website. Like, if there was a website that used to have homophobic content and would put you know, the six-letter F word in headlines and gay slurs, I would maybe have an issue for that. So I think it's totally legitimate to have an issue with Barstool. And, like, my overall thing is, and we talked about this a lot in the morning show this week, why is criticizing Barstool the third rail? Why is it if you criticize Barstool, you must be prepared to face the Twitter wrath?
Because you're going against heavy hitters. It's like doing something and Black Twitter come for you. When Barstool Barstool Twitters come for you, hey, they come for you. I think the problem is just people are too sensitive. So,
PC pinheads.
Listen, Barstool, they are who they are. Right. What they do is they're very good at what they do. And, you know, if you're smart, you want to align yourself with Barstool. That's what you want to do.
You listen, Alex, you know as well as I do, when in that story, like, Jerry was taking that one line or whatever, that one paragraph where you brought up the history of Barstool, which you presented the other part of Barstool as well. He was using that to get into the conversation about how he wanted to rip you.
Right, and he did a terrible job. It was pathetic. I mean, Barstool, I said, has a distasteful history. That is inarguable.
I think you also have defended, you've also defended people who go after digging at somebody's history, right? So, you understand what I'm saying? Like, you've said it's wrong for people to dig at people's history of what they tweeted, what they said.
It depends.
But you've said that on air. And I think, right. So you come across as a hypocrite when you're saying, well, it's cool to dig into Barstool's history and maybe...
Well, I'm not digging in their history. I'm just surfacing incidents. I'm just surfacing incidents that have happened. But that's what happened. You know, like, whenever articles are written about this place, WEI, there's almost always a paragraph that goes through our list of controversies in the past, whether it's my remark, whatever it is. Barstool has that as well. You go through posting a naked picture of Brady's toddler, you know, the online harassment campaigns against female journalists, Portnoy filming an employee in the shower, Portnoy telling a female employee she'll be too fat to be on camera in 5 years. I mean, this is stuff that has happened throughout Barstool's history, and it's totally fair and legitimate to just say that when you're writing an article about Barstool to provide the context. We do that all the time.
You could do that with everybody, but I think it's about where they've come, where they are now from where they used to be, right? So if they came a certain way and they said, okay, we've made some mistakes in the past, but here's what we are now. Now we should be basing it on, okay, I'm aligning myself with the Barstool of today, not the Barstool of
course. And Barstool is such a vast network with so much content.
Here's what you can't forget is, why was this trending on Twitter? Because of the stuff that Alex brought up. It wasn't like we went out of our way or Alex went out of his way to dig this stuff up. No, why is this trending on Twitter? Not just because, oh, that's weird, Barstool Sports is on the towel. It's because some people, not us, but some people took offense to this. This is just how it is.
This is America!
And the issue is, too, so that this Marissa and Jemmy is the Herald Bruins beat reporter for the Boston Herald. She, like a lot of people, emailed the Bruins for comment about this story and got inundated with this hate. And she made a Twitter message the other night. People, she says, calling her personal cell phone with threats. And that's the issue, too. Like, why... Like, that is so... I mean, they call us the snowflakes, Wiggy, on the left. Mm-hmm. They are the ultimate snowflakes, the Barstool people. You can't write a negative word. You can't even ask a question about a team's partnership with this multi-million-dollar company, which is what it is, without these hordes of Twitter trolls going after you. They are the true snowflakes.
But it's not... That's what they are, right? If they feel a certain way about Barstool, and then you come for them, then, hey, they're saying is, yo, we're going to protect... Our people, which is Barstool, and now we are going to come for you.
That's fine. I have no issue with people, you know, disagreeing with your opinion. No doubt, no issue with that at all. But why does it have to resort to personal attacks?
But that's how, listen. That's the way
they're doxing people, digging up previous tweets, calling their cell phone again,
should,
like this Marissa and Demi says
digging
happened.
Digging up previous tweets. People on the left, they are notorious, especially far left. They're notorious for going after people in personal ways. They're notorious for digging up old stuff about people. They're notorious for name calling people. That's what they do. So now it's like, you know what? When you give them a taste of their own medicine, now it's all of a sudden.
No, my point
wrong.
Is like this again. This Marissa and Jemmy was just asking a question. She's a Bruins beat writer. She was asking a question. She wasn't writing an opinion piece, and she gets inundated with hate.
What's the question?
Why?
She's
there's
asking,
something
though.
Wrong with that. Asking the Bruins for comment about their partnership with Barstool.
But see, that's
which
like,
is totally fair question
but
to ask.
It's not a totally fair question. That's like a question you're trying to dig to get some, like you said, clickbait. You're digging for some dirt to ask this question. We know where Barstool is now, right? So why are the Bruins aligning themselves up with Barstool? Because Barstool is a juggernaut in whatever you want to call it, the sports world. And
when everyone wants a piece of that pie, they're chasing that demographic.
Right. So yeah, why
demographic.
So that is, if you're smart and you know what you're doing, then you want to align yourself with Barstool. And then you have people that will say, okay, we need to get some eyes on what we're saying. So why we want to bring up why you are now aligning yourself
well,
with Barstool.
Well, I think that you also, it's two different conversations of 4 years ago Barstool and now Barstool.
Of course.
And
they've known that they made mistakes.
You know, I think with Marissa probably, she wasn't able to separate that. And that's her deal and other people's deal who had took offense to this because Barstool has evolved into something else. Right.
Yeah.
And
I love Pardon My Take.
Well, I say this all the time because
stuff.
We went through this. You know,
I like Willie Colon.
We went through this.
Stay up, brother.
In press boxes, where you know, I'll Barstool this or Barstool that, and say, well, listen, let's learn from what Barstool's doing. This is what you'd say. Teams are latching on. They're seeing this. 4 years ago, teams wouldn't have touched this, but now because they want the younger demographic, because Barstool has evolved into this. And to go back to your thing with Jerry, I mean, that's what was disappointing about it because...
Oh, Jerry Thornton, yes.
Yeah, Jerry Thornton is because it wasn't... It was so easy to pick apart that this was his deal with you.
Yeah, I mean, the easy thing is it plays to his crowd, this pro-Patriots crowd, to rip on me. But the issue is that the pro-Patriots people don't dislike me because of the comment, the bad joke I made about Brady's daughter. Because, again, Portnoy posted a naked picture of Brady's toddler, and they worship El Prez. So it's not about anything with the... It's about just they don't like me.
Well, it's,
they're using that as an excuse.
And I think it's more so about your hypocrisy.
Oh, yes. How so, in this case?
It's like you'll say, you'll say, oh, we shouldn't dig into people's past when it's somebody you like. But when it's
I'm not saying
in this situation here. Listen to what I'm saying. In the past, where you might say, no, it's wrong to dig into somebody's past tweets and this, or don't judge them for what they did in the past if you like that person. But if you don't like that person, and I'm just throwing the name out there, for example, because I know you and Chilling don't get along, but you'll then say, oh, it's relevant to talk about what they said in their past and relates to what.
But again, the Schilling tweets and all that stuff. Those were controversies in real time. I'm not saying the actual tweets.
Those were actually offensive. All I'm saying is the hypocrisy that a lot of people might feel towards
I would say this, and I can see where you're coming from, but in this case, this is how this conversation...
Brad, but I'm not talking about this.
I know. You're not talking about this case, but Jerry Thornton was talking about this case, and then because he was talking about this case, a lot of the Barstool people was talking about this case.
He's the boy who cried wolf is what
me?
He is.
No, not how? But
in
not
the
in
sense
this...
of you already have a scarlet A on you.
No, they didn't think. When he did that, it had nothing to do with, oh my goodness, Alex Reamer said this before or said that, other than the fact that he might not like him because the Brady
they
stuff.
They didn't like me anyway. The Brady stuff just gave them an excuse to pile on. I mean, no real human still takes offense to that 18 months later, however long ago it was. I mean, come on, let's be real here. They just don't like me, which is why they use that as an excuse to pile on. That's what that is.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jerry doesn't like you. And, you know,
I never met him, really. But I mean, that just shows the attic, of course.
Did you work?
It's real. It's
we
like,
did, briefly.
It's like I
unfiltered.
Said. It's before I met you, I didn't know, like, who you were. All I could base my opinion on is what I heard on the radio or what I might have heard on social media, whatever it may have been. And so... The thing that I think people now, they have a certain view of you because of things that have happened in your past, right? So, and things that you have said in your
past.
No, but that's fair. I mean, if you want to go back at me with stuff I've said on the radio, that's totally fine. My issue is, again, if you are a journalist and you're just asking a question about the Bruins partnership with Barstool, why is it then okay to be inundated with harassment on social media, people calling your cell phone? Why is that okay? That's my issue.
Listen. Because they have Barstool's back, right? So
Barstool's an $100 million company. Like, this notion that they're the little engine that could is so ridiculous.
No. It's not about that. If you like a certain person, right? If you're connected to a certain person, company, entity, whatever it is, and now somebody comes for that person or that company, whatever it is, there are some people that want to defend it, and they defend it in slinging mud and getting dirty. They have no problem, and you should know that, especially because you're a big fan of the whole politics world. It's about that, and there's no problem with people saying, hey, listen, calling you out your name or saying this or threatening you, and which I think you shouldn't threaten anybody's personal well-being, but there are people that do that, and it's, you know.
But they invite it, too. Like the issue that Portnoy will always say, and I've asked him this when I've interviewed him, you know, do you take responsibility for the harassment that your followers, bestow upon people who criticize you? And he goes, no, I have nothing to do with that, right. But you do. Because someone like Portnoy can make a tweet, make a statement, say, harassment is not okay. And then, you know what? These sycophants wouldn't do it because they don't want to be retweeted.
You'll say he's wrong for that, right? But then when Jemele Hill does the same thing with the comment of, you know, reach for your pocket or whatever it was, where she was insinuating somebody should assassinate the president, because you like her, you'll say, oh, she's just being just. It's, you know, she's not being serious. People are not going to really fall into what she's saying. They're not really going to do that. Because you like that person, now you sound like a hypocrite. Why wasn't that same vitriol towards Jemele Hill when she said
incident you're talking about, Jemele Hill has tweeted that phrase many times in the past. She even had a screenshot
You make an excuse
for it.
Well,
it's not an excuse. I mean, that's putting something in context, perhaps. And also, when does Jemele Hill called for her followers to personally harass her detractors?
But you don't necessarily have to call for them to necessarily get people to do something. If you tweet something out, there are nut jobs out there that love Jemele Hill, that follow her, that go, you know what, she's right. Or the other jamoke that said, oh, I should pee in the waiter dude, right?
Oh yeah, Luke O'Neill from the Globe.
And he said, hey, yeah, if you see a conservative or a Trump supporter, you should punch him in the face.
Right.
You should come down on that guy.
I don't think he said punch anybody in the face. And I think that calm was a joke. And I don't really understand I don't understand the comparison. How does that compare to the Barstool issue?
Because you're saying that with Portnoy, where if he says something, there are people that follow what he says, and they might take it as the gospel.
But it's punching down as well. I mean, that column that Luke O'Neill wrote in the Globe is about the President of the United States, Donald Trump. Portnoy and all these guys continually punch down. Their brand is predicated on these feuds, exposing the haters. That's what they want, and their followers follow suit because they want to be retweeted. They want to be favorited. Like, if I'm a big Dave Portnoy fan, if he retweets me or favorites me, oh my God, my day is made. So they encourage that kind of behavior.
Well, listen, I mean, this go to the last two Super Bowls and now the Stanley Cup final. What has driven the conversation has been Barstool Sports.
Oh yeah.
Right? I mean, this is how it works. And for those people who think that, oh, they didn't want this controversy, or they put the name on the towel, what's no big deal? I mean, this is exactly like this is what Jerry started the conversation with, that blog entry. You know, then it got kept going for reasons we know. Portnoy retweets it, and then it just goes from there, and that's what they want.
That's what they want.
You know what? It's a business model that has absolutely worked.
I'll go back to the last two
Super Bowls. Undeniably, those 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl, both Super Bowls driven by Barstool Sports.
If I did have an opinion in my article, the opinion was that this is why Barstool is so brilliant, because they are this company that's valued at $100 million, but they still have the us versus them mentality, because when they partner with a team like the Bruins, there's uproar. Or Roger Goodell is kicking Dave Portnoy out of the Super Bowl, not giving Barstool credentials. So they still can play the little guy role, even though they're not the little guy anymore.
Well, I think what Boswell is trying to do is they're showing the hypocrisy of the Roger Goodell in certain situations where here I am, just a fan, I might say some things, and now because of the power that you have, you are kicking me out of a Super Bowl where I actually bought a ticket, and now you're kicking me out for no apparent reason just because you don't like me or you don't agree with things that I say about you.
Josh in Fall River agrees with you, Wiggy. What's up, Josh?
Good afternoon, guys.
What's going on?
Wiggy, what's up?
What up?
Awesome to hear you on the radio.
Thank you.
It is awesome.
I met you years back after a Celtics game. It was a good time. The reason I'm calling is, Rima, you are the biggest fraud that is on the radio.
My competition
you applaud,
there.
You applaud when members of the president's cabinet are being harassed in restaurants. The statement you made about Brady's daughter was despicable. I didn't like you before that.
Uh-huh.
That made me not like you anymore, and it has nothing to do with you hiding behind your liberal politics.
Josh, you sound like a moron. So let me go step by step with you here. I've never applauded Trump administration members getting harassed at restaurants, but yes, if you are a member of the White House staff...
You're lying.
Josh, if you're a member of the White House staff... Okay, fine. You're right. I have no issue. If you're Kirstjen Nielsen
you're
and you're architecting
a
policy at the border of separating families, Josh, and people want to say something to you at a restaurant, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
You're an immature little fraud who your dad
But there is something wrong with
nothing wrong with
there
that.
There is something wrong with
that. Yeah, because you have to be held accountable.
No, just because you don't agree with somebody's political beliefs and what they say, you're saying if as long as it's on your side and you see somebody at a restaurant, you want to make a point to say something to them, go ahead. But if they're on the other side, you're like, well, that's wrong. You should never approach somebody at
absolutely with you.
Well, it's not politics, though. See, I think separating children from their families and losing track of kids is not just politics. That's pretty gross and inhumane.
You have no problem with a guy who says if you see Trump supporters, you should punch him in the face. Now, granted,
punch anybody in the face.
That's what this guy said, and you said it wasn't a big deal.
He made a joke about urinating in someone's food, which is different.
But how is that different? Is it wrong to joke about urinating somebody's food?
Like Bill Kristol, remember the Trump administration? No, I don't think
so. Right, but if it was somebody, if somebody had said, hey, I should have urinated in Elizabeth Warren or Hillary Clinton's food.
That would be a crime against humanity.
It would be like, listen, that person needs to be taken out to the front of the steps and stoned.
I don't like violence.
And I think that's why there are people that you have this perception about you because of the flip-flopper that you are. We should get him a pair of eye slides.
Ooh.
You know?
Pivot like Mark James, pivot in the paint.
Well, it should be a picture of Reamer and it should be the flip-flop.
One with Trump on one and Elizabeth Warren on the other.
Good versus evil. How about that?
And I think
Boy. 617-77. Maybe hearing more of that in media stars. 617-779-7937. We'll take more of your calls on this. But first, let's grab a trending.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now back to Reamer and Bradbo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
I don't know if there's a way to know this, but of the members of what you described,
the No Fun Club,
the PC community,
the No Fun Club,
on average, how many NHL games do you think they watch a year?
I would say the over-under is like 5.5. Now, there were some reporters who cover the team that got mad, but people piling on, saying I'm the Klan and this and that, those people don't watch hockey. They never heard of us. They are serial protesters, serial fun killers, and they don't even know what they're mad about. They literally wake up, it's like, what can I get mad about today?
I would tell Portnoy that he's right on that point. People are just looking to get mad online, but his supporters are the same way. His supporters are also just looking to get mad online. Trying to be less of that kind of person.
But you would throw yourself in that pool?
Not nearly as much as I used to be, no.
But
no.
If you can only, you're either in or you're out.
No, I'm out. I'm out. I'm out on faux online outrage. But that's what his supporters do, too. They're just looking to get mad online.
Well, I mean, the reality of Barstool is you flip the lights on, it's a deluge of supporters. I mean, this is just how it is.
Right.
Someone tweets, farts on a tweet, and you're going to get 2,000 likes.
Right.
If you're aligned. Hey, listen, good for them.
I mean,
it's
very impressive brand loyalty, no doubt.
Impressive isn't the word. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And probably, there probably
unparalleled.
Unparalleled. There probably hasn't been anything like this at all, where you talk about brand loyalty, stuff that...
Brady loyalty, but not like Patriots.
I think not like this, because Barstool does a lot of things well, a ton of things well, and behind the scenes they do a lot of things well. There is a reason, like how many millions are they valued at?
$100 million.
There is a reason that is the case, because it's not only what's right in front of you, it's how they do things, how they really do these things. But not everything is great, but even one of the things that aren't great, or you can listen to a podcast and like, it doesn't make a difference. It's Barstool. That's what it is. We are with you. And I can't think of anything other than maybe taking political sides that is like that. You know, like, okay, Trump, or not even Trump.
Well, it's exactly like that.
No, not even Trump. I'm either side, Democrats, right. Republican. If you're digging in, like, it's not about like, oh, well, you know, I can see what they're saying here, I can see what they're saying there, but overall, I think I like that. No, it's either you're a Democrat or a Republican.
Well, but that's
either
what
you're with Barstool or you're not. And there's a whole lot more with Barstool than not.
But that's the loyalty factor of anything.
That's a good way to put it, Wiggy.
It's like you're either with the Patriots or you're against them. You're either with Brady or against them. That's the loyal. And I have no problem with you want to be loyal to Barstool. Listen, if you want to get in the mud and you want to slang, hey, there are a lot of people that are loyal to Barstool that have no problem.
I would make the case that there is more loyalty to Barstool than there are any loyalty to any of the major four Boston sports teams.
What other non-professional sports brand is out there like Barstool, where you have, you know, like radio shows, online shows.
There's nothing. That's the point.
Right. And so what they did is what Barstool did is they took advantage of something that nobody else was thinking about and got into a space that nobody else is in. And, you know, there's not anybody else who's really trying to say, you know what, maybe we should try to do what they do.
There's been places that have done that,
What would those places be?
Well, they're come and gone. They've gone.
Right.
I mean,
so
you know as well as I mean, and not even big places, but places, I've seen it in our own market. Are we going to be more like Barstool? Well, no. This is to me, I've used this example a million times. When I was at the Eagle Tribune, and like, we're going to put in two pages of X Games stuff in a Sunday paper to get the X Games crowd. That's not what that audience is going for. There's only one Barstool.
Right.
There isn't. And there are examples of this. And you know, it comes off of, you know, the first one, and I know they don't get along with Barstool, but Deadspin, right?
Right.
Deadspin was that this is along the lines of what we're talking about. It was something that we hadn't seen. There wasn't any checks and balances. They were a little out there. But I think Barstool took it to another level. They're more creative, by the way. I don't think Deadspin is nearly as close. Back in the day, look
what they did with Pat McAfee, right? Here's a guy that nobody knew really playing in the league, a punter, and has a great personality, does some crazy stuff, and they were able to you know, he said, I'm not going to play no more in the NFL. I'm going to go work for Boston. So that's got to be telling you something right there. Guy turns down playing in the league to now go work at Boston.
He jumped in when they were rolling. I'll give an example of the Deadspin thing. You know, when we started in 2008, when the website started, we got this guy, Will Leach, to write for us, right?
Who now follows me on Twitter, by the way.
Okay. So
I'm locked in.
So at that time, he was neck and neck with Bill Simmons as the guys. I mean, Barstool was around here. We knew who Barstool was, whatever. But Will Leach was right there with Bill Simmons, and Bill Simmons was the guy. And that was then. That was how big Deadspin was. If you put Will Leach up against back then David Portnoy or anything remotely associated with Barstool, not even close. Mm-hmm. Now, why has this happened? Obviously, Barstool took it to another level. Right. I want to reiterate, though, what you said, which is not just because, oh, well, they found a niche. They took advantage of the niche, and they keep the ideas coming.
Right. I mean, they're a very innovative company, and I think a lot of their content is well done, and I like a lot of it, so no doubt about it. But to go back to what you were saying earlier, where if you go after Barstool, you got to expect to take the shrapnel back, I agree. But if you're, again, a Bruins beat writer like this Mirza and Jemmy, and you're just asking a question about a partnership that's not going after Barstool, that's just doing your job, that does not warrant getting trolled endlessly
but you're asking
by people
but
on Twitter
but the you,
and
but
other
every,
social media
I think,
platforms.
I think Barstool fans know why she's really asking the question.
Why?
Because
she was doing her job.
She's asking the question. Really, she's asking the question. It's like, why are you as a Bruins organization linking up with Boston when you know who Boston is and they're not.
But it was the number one trending topic on Boston on Wednesday. So you're a Bruins beat writer. That's the Bruins story of the day leading into game two of the Stanley Cup final. You're not supposed to ask the Bruins for comment on the number one story of the day.
I think Boston fans, when they look at it, they're looking at it. The real reason on why you're asking the question is because you're basically saying, why are you linking up with them? Look at who they are. Look at what their history is.
But see, this is the problem. And I understand, Wiggy, why you're saying that and why it goes down that road. But, you know, like, I forget Marissa. Let's stay with Alex's piece. And so he writes his piece. There's none of it. And I understand Alex's history. I understand Barstool's history, all of it. But we're talking about what's right in front of our face. And Jerry Thornton writes that piece. And if you write that, in a normal world, you would have to defend it and pick through it and say, this is what is happening here. This is what's happening here. And OMF, to their credit, they had Jerry on, and they picked it apart.
Oh, yeah. We'll play that later on. But perhaps we'll hear that in
this is Wiggy. Yes. So I understand why people are thinking this way. This is the reality of that world, which is we aren't going to read actually what's there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're just gonna jump to that conclusion.
Real quick.
But you wouldn't like to think it has to be that all the time.
Like real quick. So Thornton kept pointing out my line about Barstool's smuttier exterior. He goes, he said they have a smuttier exterior. Well, this is what the sentence was. Company president Erica Nardini, who was hired in 2016, was tasked with cleaning up Barstool's smuttier exterior when she came aboard. The company has reached atmospheric heights under her watch, blossoming to $100 million in value. That was a sentence. And you know what? Erica Nardini herself told me in an interview we did a couple years ago that she was brought on to clean up Barstool's perception.
Doesn't Barstool have like a couple all-female shows that they
do? Of course. But also, and Mutt said that argument a lot this week, that also doesn't mean that you can't have sexist content or misogynistic content just because you have female employees or a female president.
But that's kind of the world that they live in the sense of, like,
I mean, that's the equivalent of, oh, I have a black friend, so I can't be racist. Well, you can.
But that's the world that they live in when they're sports, and when you're talking about the people who are fans of them, it's that bro, you know, college frat boy fan, put up the smoke show of the week, whatever it is.
But Wiggy, you would agree that they have evolved. They have changed.
Yeah, they have evolved.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't like. I'm on the outside looking in because I don't really follow enough about Boston. I'm not really. Listen, I'm a black sports online type of
BSO,
guy.
BSO, right?
BSO. Yeah. So, you know, so some of the things, you know, it's a little bit different for me that they do over there at Boston. But I do think what they do is innovative. I do think, you know, some of the things that they do is thinking ahead, and I understand that they're looking for a certain type of audience, and that certain type of audience might come across sometimes as, you know, sexist and you know, male chauvinist and that type of thing. But that's the audience that,
but
that's,
you know,
the
world
that they, you
know,
live in.
I give them credit because, like, you talk about being evolving, and it's, they have evolved into, I think, being more creative, be more entertaining, and not defaulting to a lot of stuff. Let's be honest, they defaulted to, you know, 10 years right. ago. I mean, Jerry was a perfect example of this. Jerry, you know, we hired Jerry to write for us and to be on the radio. And part of Jerry's things at Barstool was the rate the teacher sex scandal.
Right,
thing,
which is very right? ironic that someone, well, who, someone who made a name okay. himself rating teachers so, having sex with kids so, is so, taking moral high ground
so,
than anything.
You know,
regardless.
So in, at Barstool, at that Barstool, that was a big thing. That was a big deal. When he came to us, he did it like one time. We're like, no, we're not doing that anymore. And I don't, I, you know, I know he may do it once in a while, but certainly that's not the foundation that we're seeing Barstool, well, that, which is 10 years ago, it was. It was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Barstool is such a massive brand now. I mean, Part of My Take is one of the most popular sports podcasts right. in the country. You mentioned that the female podcast they have is very popular. I mean, they produce so much. They produce so much content on a daily basis.
And
they can't pigeonhole them into one thing.
And the thing that Portnoy did, I do remember, is that they had that, I forget what it was, but there was a bunch of racist comments and things that they and Portnoy basically
shut down the comment
he
section.
Shut down the yep. comment section. So, I mean, and he's even evolved. He had some situations in his past that, you know, were walking on the lines of some racist elements that he had in his past. I think it was the Kevin Garnett thing, right? We remember that, or when he dressed up Halloween. So there were things in his past, but he's evolved as a person, and his company and what they do over there, they live in a certain space, and those fans, I'm telling you, if you cross them,
but,
they're coming for you.
But I'll say this.
You better be with them. They're with the clapback season.
Once again, the teams want to align themselves with Barstool for a very obvious reason.
Right.
For the demographic, and it's good for everyone's
right.
business. But to go back to the you know, the how it was 10 years ago and the teacher's sex scandal, whatever, like, teams would be much more reluctant, I would guess, to align themselves with that Barstool compared to this Barstool,
right,
correct?
Right, absolutely, absolutely. And that's why you see that, again, to go back to that Part of My Take podcast, they get big names across all sports as guests. They get big ESPN people as guests because it has
evolved. Well,
they're
the ones who did the Blake Bortles thing and why he got an electric car, because he wanted to stop dipping and he wouldn't have to go to gas stations. And, you know, and that thing was all over social media.
Jerry's in Framingham on this. Hey, Jerry.
Good morning, gentlemen. Oh, should I say good afternoon now?
Afternoon.
Two things. The main reason is, Alex, I just want to bring up your hypocrisy, but before I do that,
I like that.
Listening to the ongoing conversation, is it not fair to say that the general audience for sports radio is a male audience? Is that accurate?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Absolutely.
Okay. So producing an all-female show may have a small target audience, but it is nothing more than gender pandering. It is done for a specific purpose, whether they're patting themselves on the back or whatever it is. It's pandering to a particular gender, and that's every bit, Alex, you would say misogynistic if it's all men. That's every bit as feminist. It's a 50-50 mix there. It's just as bad to go the other way as it is that. Now, Alex, your hypocrisy. If nothing else, you and Wiggy, you've been on fire this morning, brother. Keep it up. Alex, if nothing else, you are consistent in your hypocrisy. I have not heard you say one word about the most successful morning radio talk show on EEI's history being torn apart because of an activist, progressive snowflake who weaponized social media and caused the demise of that.
I'm gonna say, Jerry, we've talked about that ad nauseum. We all wanted Kirk to come back, and now he's
critical.
Off.
You, Alex, you haven't said anything critical about the nexus of that problem. You haven't called that guy to tap.
Well, Jerry, first of all, I would first say you don't know what happens behind the scenes. And I would also say, number two, that, you know,
benefits him, Jerry. He doesn't want
right,
to
say well, that. And I would also say, yes. I mean, hey, I'm the Amstel Light guy now. If Kirk was here, it would be Mutt every day in the morning show. So I don't want Mutt on every day. So, yes, I'm very happy in my spot.
It works
here
out
now.
In his favor. That's
works out my
he's
favor.
Not gonna, he's not yes. going to rip.
I mean, Wiggy.
What's his name? Whoever the merchant, whatever
anybody.
His name is.
Yes, anybody. But, you know, I, I'm a brand guy now, Wiggy. Hamster Lights sponsoring my parties.
So you better be careful.
I mean, all this, this wouldn't have happened if I wasn't on the morning show
anymore.
You
better be careful that there might be some people will go after Amstel Light and saying, why are you linking yourself up with Reamer because of look what he did in
the
past.
A great man.
He insulted a beautiful little girl, and you are now doing business.
Well, Amstel Light forgives because they are a great company, and they're what America is all about.
Is it true the Bruins gave you the option to either be on the towel or be the banner captain?
And I turned both down.
Oh, okay.
That's the kind of man I am. Wiggy's mentioned many times today, Rob, that he wants to go at me and Ben Volen because spicy about a very angry still that Brady was not at voluntary.
I think you should be at Matt at Brady that
OTAs.
That you were not at his event catching passes from him.
No, I could never be.
You could never be.
I'm a Brady supporter, very like Boston supporter, so I'm on Brady's
side. You're
very
loyal.
Yes, I am extremely loyal. If you say something bad about Brady, I am coming after you, and I'm saying, do harm on that person.
After those four games a couple of years ago when he had the fourth lowest quarterback rating, you said no, but you know his presence means a lot.
Listen, I was like, if anybody sees Goodell in studio, I mean at the games, make sure you go up to him and say hello.
We will do that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right back to Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
So this week at Gillette Stadium, we will have a goat sighting.
Oh, Wiggy, you gonna be over there?
I don't know. We'll see if I get the invite.
Get the invite. Get the contract. Where's the respect?
Mandatory practice. You
wanna
go to those?
Bradford. It's really. What's you know, I gotta do.
No
like,
wonder you're kissing Barstool's ass.
I gotta reach out to Portnoy. I know Kirk just went there, so it seems like there's some good opportunity.
If you
there.
Were smart, you would have said Portnoy's reaching out to me already.
No, I actually talked to Portnoy.
Okay,
once.
There you go. Now you're on the trolley.
I have as well.
And you know what?
There
I
you
think
go.
From you know, like I said, I don't follow Barstool much, but I think Willie Colon is the only black guy over there. So maybe they might need a little bit of, you know.
A little bit of color?
Which was sort of a narrative you were forcing down here for
right,
a while.
But I guess down here, they don't really believe in the color.
Every time I would see Wiggy and Essen, it was the same thing.
What?
You got to tell those guys. They need a brother on that show.
Now what does he say? Now we have to have a brother on every day.
Yes.
So it keeps evolving.
Oh,
the man's
that's
never
right.
satisfied.
They do have the Zimbabwe guy, too.
Oh, Za.
So it's the two brothers.
Yeah.
They're two brothers.
He's evolving. You just want more and more and more.
Well, they're not doing it here. I feel like I'm in Sal's Pizzeria here. It's like, you know, hey, Joey, can we get some brothers on the show?
That's what we're going for. We're going for Sal's Pizzeria.
Yeah, pizza place.
No, Sal's from Do the Right Thing.
Oh.
Hey, Joey, can we get some brothers on the show here, Joey?
Listen,
you want some brothers? Get your own
radio
station.
When I picked number 33, I didn't want to rub it in by sending a message.
Sal, can we get some brothers on the wall? You have no idea what that
Italian
is.
Could nope. be.
You have no idea what Do the Right Thing is in Sal's
nope,
Pizzeria.
I don't. Should I watch that today?
The great Spike Lee movie?
In fairness, Wiggy.
I haven't seen anything.
Indy Hart does come from the hood.
He does.
Where's he come from?
I think he's from Eastie.
He's not from Eastie.
It's good reviews, Wiggy. 90% on Rotten Tomatoes, Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, you never seen Do the Right Thing?
It sounds like you've never even heard of it.
Never even heard of it.
What's wrong with you?
You shouldn't be surprised by this at this point.
No, we
I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, but you should be like, how are you not in the pop culture world? You just
because
don't.
It's an iconic movie.
I never had a childhood. I was busy podcasting and blogging from the time I was 12 years old, and it got me to here, Sunday mornings with you guys.
And see, that's another reason why that he shouldn't be on the morning, and that's why I should be on the morning. Because he has no idea, like, with, like, movies and what's going on in the pop culture world.
Oh, I know the pop culture
If it isn't
world.
Global warming,
AOC, we know.
We already know. Yes. That's where it is.
Although I did see Devil Wears Prada for the first time.
Ooh, that'll be a talker in the
yes.
morning show.
It's
that's
a great movie.
That's a classic. That'll go right down next to Do the Right Thing.
Jerry, was Jerry's favorite movie the Adam Sandler movie? That's my boy.
Yeah.
He's like, that's my boy.
That was a good movie.
That Shawshank was his favorite. Shawshank was his favorite.
I think it was The Deer Hunter, which he really liked.
It wasn't Devil Wears
Prada. That Serpico.
It's a great movie, Devil Wears Prada. You should check it out, Rob. Miranda, tough boss.
I've watched.
You're very much like Miranda, I would say.
Really?
Yeah, Meryl Streep.
I think Rob has got a little bit more pop culture knowledge than you.
Oh, certainly. I have more than anybody.
Rob's a big
I have more than you.
No, I don't know about me, buddy.
Absolutely.
That's our next contest, a Wiggy Bradfo pop culture quiz.
I would dominate.
I just saw John Wick 3. Did you see John Wick 3?
Yeah, I didn't have to see it. I knew it existed. Why do I have to see it?
Well, because it's huge in the pop culture, social media world.
Have you seen Air Guitar Nation?
I have.
No, you didn't. That's a lie.
Yeah, I have. I have seen that.
Rob's a man who goes to the movies alone.
I do. You go to the movies alone?
Not at times. I will, though, if, you know, my kids don't want to go.
Nothing wrong with that.
And there's something that I want to see. Like, I got to go see Godzilla.
You guys want to see Godzilla?
Yeah, my kids are not big into the movies. You know, luckily for me, I fostered this kid who really enjoys going to the movies.
That's good.
So he's kind of like, you know, he fills in when my kids don't want to go. So I just saw Brightburn, which was a very good movie. You know what Brightburn is?
No.
Exactly.
You really are a loser.
So there you
no,
go.
There's nothing wrong, Eamon.
Brightburn is the horror movie of Superman. So if Superman decided to be bad, that's what Brightburn was.
Do you think it's bad that Brady did not go to non-voluntary? Voluntary OT.
You and Volan think it's a horrible thing that he did not show up.
Because he's around?
Yeah, I mean, why not just go? He's choosing himself over the team.
Well, no,
we already went through this for a year. This is stupid. We've already gone through this.
It was nice
to talk about last year. But once you win the Super Bowl, it doesn't make a difference.
Right.
They could have won in spite of that.
I didn't hear the Ben Volan call in, right? He called in.
He called in, yeah. Very spirited conversation.
Yeah, so like
complaining about being on hold.
Yeah, once I...
Well, we did cut him on for a while.
Once I saw that you and him agreed that it was... What was it? It was bad for Brady not to show up. Then I'm like, all right, you guys are just reaching.
It's
now.
not the biggest deal in the world, obviously. But in this instance, he's choosing his personal life over the team, and that's fine. Call a spade a spade.
But that's it was last year.
Right.
It's fine.
So what are you upset about?
I'm not upset about it.
Why'd Volan write about it?
You said you agreed with him, so you are upset about it.
Yeah, why can't Tom Brady? I'm not upset about it. I just think that, and we are here all the time, Brady's team guy, team first. In this case, he's choosing himself first, which is fine.
This is such a rehash, recycled take.
How did there be the DH in the National League?
How'd he do with Kenny Britt last year? That worked out pretty good, right?
Kenny Britt.
Yeah.
I don't think it went so well. Britt wasn't good here, was he?
No, I'm being sarcastic because Kenny Britt wasn't there.
You're hypocritical and you don't know sarcasm. Right. So, what's wrong with you?
And how'd they do? They won a Super Bowl and guess what? He didn't show up for OTAs and everybody's like, oh my God, it's going to affect him. Why is he not at OTAs with Kenny Britt and working on routes and blah, 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 blah.
Is that what I sound like?
Why isn't Kenny Britt in Montana?
Right. Why is Kenny Britt in Montana? No, you say, like, oh my God, why isn't Brady at... why isn't he showing up?
That's right. That's what I like. Right. That's what
was that an invitation,
Reamer?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Oh my God, why isn't he showing up?
It's not bad.
Hey Ben, would you agree with me, Ben?
I like B-Vols. We have to stay together.
Oh my God, he didn't show up for OTAs. The team is gonna stink this year. What kind of relationship is he gonna have with the guy with three hamstrings?
I'm just asking the questions, and I want them answered at 617-779-7937. Coming up next, should we page Dr. Bradford?
Get a diagnosis. Hurts from pitching at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, in the media game as well.
When are we trading Mookie Betts?
Never.
When are we trading J.D. Martinez?
But don't we?
I'm more interested how Evan Drellick gets so fat at the media.
Isn't Betts going to be walking in free agency? So shouldn't the Red Sox trade
him? We'll see. We're coming up on a crossroads.
We'll do that next. And also,
here it comes.
We're all a little hot this morning.
Tom Hanks and Castaway. He's coming to the four corners.
And we're all a little hot this morning. Do you know why we're hot? We're sweaty because we have cup fever. Still taking your Bruins calls till 2:00.
He didn't get the job done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.